Hundreds of workers and only 27 hours to do the job. It's been billed as the most ambitious repair and refurb project ever by Uisce Éireann for this weekend. They're appealing to those in Dublin, Kildare and Wicklow to conserve water while the project is underway, and time is of the essence. Now, joining us is Stephen Burke, Senior Regional Operations Manager for Uisce Éireann. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
The job is on at the moment.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of it at the moment, but I'm delighted to say that everything is currently going according to plan. We commenced the works yesterday afternoon by reducing production at our biggest treatment plant in the country, Ballymore Eustace.
Explain how much water that delivers and to whom.
So at the moment, Ballymore Eustace is producing about 350 million litres per day. That supplies roughly half the water to the greater Dublin area, Dublin, Kildare and Wicklow. To put that in perspective, that would be slightly less than Croke Park if it was filled with water.
My goodness.
Every day. That's how much that plant is producing.
So how will that area be serviced today, given that the water, I presume, is switched off?
So we still have treatment is very much operational at our other treatment plants at Leixlip, Ballyboden, Vartry, and we're still able to get some water out of Ballymore Eustace. But ultimately, the most critical pipeline in the country is the one we're working on right now. It carries about 220 million litres a day. So while that pipe is off, we shut it off at about 9 o'clock last night. So for every 24 hours that pipe is off, our treated water storage across the region will drop by about 220 million litres.
Now, is water still being produced and stored?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we are still producing water, but at the moment the amount of water we're producing is significantly less than the daily demand for the greater Dublin area because we have had to reduce production for these works.
What gave rise to the works? I mean, what has gone wrong?
So the pipe itself is about 50 years old. It's made of concrete. It's approaching its end of life. We've identified a number of leaks on the pipe, and obviously we're really investing heavily in leakage reduction, so we need to get those leaks fixed. But equally, we identified a number of sections where the pipe is actually at risk of burst.
Now, what causes the concrete to deteriorate?
Well, ultimately, age would be one of the main factors.
We're worrying about going over a 60-year-old concrete bridge, you know.
Look, we would have stringent measures in place to assess the performance of our pipes in terms of leakage and condition, water quality, things like that.
Do you have any idea how much water you were losing through those key leaks?
Well, we've carried out similar repairs in previous years, albeit never this ambitious. Last year, our savings were in the region of over 1 million litres per day. This year, we expect to save somewhere between 2 and 3 million litres per day. So you don't know definitively until you've finished the works and everything is calmed down.
What does the work involve? What do they have to do?
So it's a very complex, very specialised engineering challenge. We have 15 leak repairs. Those repairs are being done internally. So right now, this minute, we have six separate crews at six separate locations inside the pipe right now repairing the leaks internally. Typically, the leaks are all at joints in the pipe. So that is a very specialist measure. Separately, the two sections where we've identified that the pipe is at risk of burst, we've actually removed sections of pipe to about the size of a railway carriage. Those sections of existing pipe are out now, and we were just starting to install.
How big is that pipe then? I mean, external diameter, internal diameter?
Well, external diameter is over 2 metres in diameter. Internally, it's about 1.6 metres, so it's a very big pipe.
So if those key areas, those carriage length sections, if part of those failed, I mean, it'd be catastrophic for the government supply.
Absolutely, it would be a major event. It could take anything up to a week to fix it if it were to happen in a reactive fashion, and that is exactly why we're doing it now in a planned fashion. We've been planning this for months, and typically the August bank holiday weekend is one of those periods in the Dublin area where demand is at its lowest
because everyone gets out of town.
Yeah, and you know you have people on holidays and so on, so there'd be less commercial usage as well.
So the nature of the repairs then. What do they do inside the pipe at those joints to make sure they last not just until next year, but for another generation?
Yeah, so it's effectively like a very large stint in medical terminology. Yeah. The guys go inside the pipe, they go to the leak location, they'll clean the inside of the pipe, and then we effectively jack an internal sleeve out against the inside wall of the pipe.
And of course, once the water's in it, the pressure of the water alone will keep it in
place. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so this has got to be done in 27 hours.
That's absolutely right. So for every hour that the pipe is off, we'll be losing roughly, or our treated water storage will be dropping by about 10 million litres per day. That's why it is so important for people to continue to support us in really only using water for what is essential.
Was that part of your plan, asking people to observe a hose pipe ban until the end of August, knowing that you were doing this big work at the beginning of August, and therefore if everyone splurged on water, you'd have a bigger crisis in handling today?
We wouldn't have had to do a water conservation order if just for these works. The water conservation order was put in place because right across the country we saw exceptionally record-breaking demand, primarily temperature-driven.
Now, how many reservoirs do you have feeding the greater Dublin area?
We would have about 10 major strategic reservoirs, but there would be over 50 smaller ones right across the region.
And can you balance where the supply is? I mean, as the water levels go down, can you make sure they go down equally in all reservoirs?
Yes, we have teams of people working right across the region, so we're closely monitoring all our reservoir levels so that certain ones don't drop quicker than others. The whole objective being that we maintain that water supply to everybody, the 1.7 million people.
How transformed is the system from before, when you had councils running the reservoirs? I mean, do you have, if you like, total control?
I have to say it really has come a long way. I personally worked in Dublin City Council for a number of years. I joined Water Services in 2014. And one of the huge benefits that I've seen in the evolution of water in Ireland has been the capital investment. We have far superior remote control of our network. It's not perfect. We're continuing to invest in new technology and better oversight and control. But equally, our storage, we have much safer storage. We've removed a lot of schemes off the remedial action list, as it's called, where water quality might have been at risk. So particularly the capital investment across the country has been unparalleled.
I remember up in Stillorgan there was a reservoir which was open to the sky, and that was containing what? Treated water.
Correct, yeah.
The seagulls or pigeons or whatever.
That was treated water with six seagulls and pigeons. One of the control measures we had was we had a falconer there every day to try and scare the birds away. But thankfully now we have a new modern treated water storage facility in Stillorgan.
It's not the only job you're doing this weekend?
No, unfortunately, the scale of water network is vast. We've 65,000 kilometres of drinking water mains across the country. Unfortunately, we have an unrelated event on the Navan Road this morning, a 12-inch main burst, and that's affecting the water supply right now to approximately 20,000 people.
Are they off?
Yeah. So unfortunately, the water supply is off for a lot of those people. But as soon as we became aware of it in the early hours, our crews were en route to reconfigure the network, isolate the burst, and the repair is underway at the moment. So we hope to have the water back to those people in the afternoon sometime.
Now, before you embarked on this particular job, and there's stuff happening in the foothills of the mountains as well.
Yeah, and not just in Dublin. Yeah, there are some fires up in Glencullen. We've been helping the fire brigade with that just to try and maximise the available water so that they can help suppress the fires to protect people's houses. But similarly, the Cumbria Mountains and various other parts of the country, they have been under pressure with fires. So we're doing everything we can.
One of the questions people ask again and again is about data centres. You had to negotiate with any data centres which might be impacted by your works this weekend. They use a huge amount of water. Do they use treated water?
In the scale of things, the amount of water that they use is quite negligible compared to any industry. Typically, they do use treated water, but a number of them would have their own well sources. We've been working very collaboratively, very proactively with a whole variety of large commercial users, state bodies and so on, Dublin Airport, distilleries, tech, everything. And I have to say the support we're getting from right across the region has been exceptional. Mm.
You wonder why they don't recycle the water in data centres?
I have visited a number of them, and for that exact reason. Yeah. And I've seen it firsthand that water gets recycled four, five, six times before it has to be discharged. So
yeah. And why is it contaminated when it's discharged back into rivers or wastewater systems?
Like many industries, the chemistry and the water quality of the water has to be very, very particular. So things like hardness, conductivity and so on must be within certain thresholds to serve its purpose.
So if they're adding fresh water to try and dilute down the amount of hardness, for example, in the water, eventually they have to refresh.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, there are multiple parameters that they need to have, dialed in, like in many industries, be it distillation or breweries or so on.
Why, question on the text screen, why are they doing the work now and not before April, when it was lashing rain every day?
Just to come back, like I said, this weekend, the August bank holiday is about demand. So in April, quite often what we see is we could be in the middle of a freeze-thaw event and we might see large amounts of bursts happening right across the country, and demand can be very high in those months.
Okay.
So
is it fair to say Ishgairn is winning the war?
Yeah, our leakage reduction is heading down. We're at the lowest ever leakage figures in the Greater Dublin area at the moment. The works right now today, we're on track. We had a few little hiccups, a few little surprises, as you'd expect last night. But thankfully, we had all the right people in the right places and everything is going according to plan.
Well, we wish them well and hope that they manage to get through on time and on target.
And if I could just finish off, I'd like to give a shout out to everyone that's involved in the works. We've specialists from all over Europe involved in this, particularly our own managers and our own direct labour crews and our own project managers. They're doing a fantastic job. And also like to thank the people in Kildare. There are a number of people with no water in North Kildare, Kiel, Arthurstown, Tipperkevin. They've been very supportive of us. There are some traffic management impacts as well. We've had to close a number of roads. The landowners have been great. So look, fingers crossed. We've a lot to do today, but hopefully we'll be back on tomorrow saying everything is done and the water's back.
Great stuff. Stephen Burke, Senior Regional Operations Manager from Ishgairn. Stephen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks.